So learning today should be a schus ilui nishmas that dear chaver chaim elazav ben shem shenariyeh, as well as a schus for an ilui neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It could also be a schus for four shlema for a dear chaver Shmuel ben Henya, and Reb Chaim. It should be ilui neshama for Reb Chaim Yechi ben Yechiar, and also it should be a refuah shlema for Chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Makar Chaim Dov ben Menorah Chana Leah Bashan Dov Chana Avadati ben Peril, as well as a chus for all those in Makam Sakana Nights who saw it and those risking their lives to protect it. Sadly, we have run out of time, so we will have to end it here. Okay, no, just joking. Okay, so we are continuing. We're around page 502 or 503. Dave, if you post it, I will let everyone know. But we're continuing in the topic of Dibur, and we have transitioned now to Dibure Isurim. Matters of speech that are aser. So yesterday we started with Lashon Hara, we started with Nivul Peh, we started with Shvuah Sheker, and we're continuing now with Chanifa. So he says like this, HaChanufa, Hainu, Ein Piv Libay Shavin, where you are, page 505, thanks Dave, where your heart and your mouth are not aligned, which means that you are Echad B'Peh V'Echad B'Lev, you're saying things that you don't really feel. Shemar Achibi Yaseira, where you show this extra level of love, but you don't feel it inside. So if you are trying to show favoritism to somebody because you want to use them for something, and so you make like you're their best friend, then just so you could get what you need, and then when you get what you need, you're going to make like you don't know that person anymore. So that's an example of one example of Chanifa. He says, and similarly, v'choshekein, in bepiv shalom, if there in his mouth there's peace, yidaber, he's speaking, ubekirba yasim arba himidara, maybe karen afloilam. Here he's talking about where the guy is really a rasha, and you do feel it inside, meaning if you're just trying to outwardly show friendship to the guy, but really inside you understand he's a rasha, so that's problem A, not good. But that's one level. But even worse is if you agree with him, right? If the guy's a Russia and you think he's doing nothing wrong, so that's even worse. And now already, you're going to bring charoinaf to the world, anger of God. Umidas chanef m'usa kenida. It's disgusting like kenida, v'avera gavera savera, shlo yimcha b'yad mishi, v'yadai lemcha es v'avera al shema yikare. Says the midah k'negamida is because you're not protesting somebody that you have the ability to stop. If you would give him musar, he would stop. So for that reason, the Avera goes on your ledger, not just on his ledger, but the Avera goes on your ledger because you're as responsible for it as he is. Halitzanas, the Hainu Aiskin Bischaik, somebody who is constantly ridiculing, or somebody who is pushing his friend and pressuring his friend to increase chayk v'simcha ra'asam rabba. It's very, very bad. Ukvar amru chazal halitzanos tchilas yisurim v'soifek kol yabar mina. It starts with yisurim and it ends with destruction. Basically, the problem with leitzanos is that leitzanos is the obstacle of tshuva. Because in order to do tshuva, you have to have serious, you have to look inward seriously. You have to take a serious perspective on things and summarize and do a real cheshbon ha-nefesh. But in order to do that, you have to, you know, be in a certain frame of mind. The problem with leitzanos is that you could be inspired for an hour from a beautiful drasha, and then all of a sudden one joke and the entire speech is crashing down and you lose that feeling, that hargasha that you got from the speech. And that's why leitzanos is such a terrible thing, is because it could stop anything, any serious situation. You know, you could think about being in the Azara with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden the guy makes a joke, and now you're taken out of that moment, and you lost all of that feeling, all that awe, all that respect, and the entire feeling of that moment is taken away from you. And that's why Leitzanus is so severe, even though on the outside you say, what's the big deal? So you're making jokes. I'm not putting anyone down. I'm making people feel good, right? I'm making people laugh. Isn't that a good thing? Yes, it's a good thing. But not when it's undermining some hirhurei tshuva or some positive avodas Hashem. A sheker, lying. It's a very severe chate, like serving idols. But because of peace, in order to promote peace, it is mutter to change around the truth. And not only that, but it's a mitzvah to lie if it's not possible in any other way. And we find this, where we find this? We find this by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham that Sarah said, how am I going to have children? Avraham's so old. Hashem says to Avram that Sarah, why did Sarah say that how could I have children? She laughed and she said, how could I have children if I'm so old? So, you know, on the one hand, Hashem is telling Avram that Sarah left, but he didn't say that Sarah was blaming Avram. Hashem changes the story and says that Sarah is blaming herself. So you see from here that even for to promote shalom, especially it's mutter to lie and even a mitzvah. Okay, there are even things that we find great rabbanim changed. For example, tznius, where the Gemara tells us that there were three areas. The Gemara, it's a famous Gemara in, I believe it's in a Mafkid in Bav Metzia, where the Gemara tells us that there are three things that Talmid Chacham lie about: how many mesechtas they learned, whether they were by a good host, and Bepuria. I forgot what Bepuria. Bepuria is either they drink on Purim, or if they have tashmish with their wife. So those are three areas where a Talmid Chacham lies. One of those areas, tznius, lie. You don't say. So for example, if your mother-in-law calls and says she wants to speak to your wife, and your wife is indisposed because she's taking care of a dvar mitzvah, for example, so she's getting ready, let's say, to go to the mikveh, you don't tell your mother-in-law that your daughter's going to the mikveh. It's not appropriate. So dvar tznius, you say she has to go out, she has to run an errand, whatever it is, or the kids. You know, if they're not at the age yet where they figure things out and they're still, you know, naive. So if they're still at that age, then you tell them mommy has to go run an errand. You don't tell them the truth. It's dvar tznius. And it's a mitzvah in that case not to, you know, you don't have to come out and lie directly. You say she has to take care of something. And but ultimately, if it comes to it, it would even be a mitzvah to lie. Furthermore, it says, not to tell over your praise in a way that you get used to people saying, I don't know. So there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. You don't always have to have an answer for people. And even if it's something that maybe you do know, but it's not, we're not talking now about going to a Rav and asking a Rav who's a competent Rav, asking him to give you a Psak Halacha, then it's appropriate for a Rav to give. You know, you don't go to Reb Moshe and Reb Moshe would say, I'm sorry, I'm an Anav, I can't help you. It's not the way it works. But let's say you would ask someone, could you explain to me the WZO, explain to me how it works. And you say, you know what? I'm not an educated person. I don't know from these things. Why don't you go ask someone who knows more than me? So that's an idea, something where, you know, people don't think you're a know-it-all. And anything like this, call him a shaker l'shem shemayim, mutter. Anyone who lies l'shem shemayim, it's mutter. This is the concept of an aver that's done l'shma. One more topic is Amakalas Chaveiro, someone who curses his friend. Oyes Atzma, even himself, right? If someone says God should strike me down, Oyes Misha Chay Bechvayda, someone who he has to show him respect. I'm sorry. Oyes Misha Chay Bechvayda, right? Someone who has to show him respect. Even if he puts someone who's Mechoyev to show him respect, he gives him a Kilas Chinam. An empty curse, but feel shalayachinam, the kulach chelkasa, his own chelik gets cursed. If him light the sky and kill lasa, and if his kalala does not come true, yinukim chusay, then it reduces from his chusim. If him to sky, and if it does come true, dam yichashiv leshahu. So if you pronounce a curse on someone and itaka comes true, then it's considered blood on you, v'anash yanesh, ala shagaram ra, and you're going to be punished for the ill will that you wished on someone else. For putting aside the fact that you were over on the iser of cursing, nasi ba'amcha leisar, and we said nasi ba'amcha is oisei maisei amcha. Anyone who does maisei amcha, so not even nasi, any person in Klal Yisrael, you're not allowed to curse. So if you curse someone, there's a lav that is its own problem. But on top of that, if the klala comes true, now you're going to get punished for the fact that he is suffering as well. So he says, especially if you put someone in Cheirim, you pronounce a curse of Cheirim, or you curse someone in Cheirim, I'm sorry, or you call him cursed, right, a curse of Nidoy Acherem. So basically, you pronounce a curse of Cherem on someone who is not appropriate for him to go into Cherem. Or you cause him to go into Cherem as a result, that potentially that will come back. It sounds like that will bounce back on you, and you will be punished for that as well. So continuing here, different topics, different areas of Lashain. And we're gonna go through, gonna start tomorrow already or Monday, gonna start going through a bunch of them back to back to back. It's gonna go through a lot of different areas of where we have to be very careful with our speech.